Okay.
Right.
Shingles? Well, I know, you know, shingles are like, well, like up in Cape Cod area, you know, they got those little 6-inch shingles.
Okay.
And these, you know, they're all over. These are the long board.
Planks, I have no idea what
okay. Okay, now, and some of these questions I'm going to be asking, you know, like for principal parts of a verb, you know, like I'm going to ask you to use a word a certain way. It's like, so, if you were doing some carpentry, nailing a board, you know, okay, you might say you took the hammer, picked up the nail, and did what to it?
Hit it.
All right. And
nail it.
And what would be another word for hitting and nailing?
Those are the only two words I would use.
Okay, how about if you get in your car and you turn it on and you go off down the road, what do you say you're doing?
Starting a car.
Okay, in the process of doing it.
Driving.
Okay, and if you did it yesterday, you'd say you did what?
Drove.
All right, and what about if someone asked you how you got here, you say, I had.
Driven.
All right. So I mean, that's so we're just getting a few parts there.
Yeah.
All right. What do you call the part of a house that that covers the top, the whole top of the house?
Roof.
Okay. And what do you call the little things along the edge? I'm not too sure if a lot of houses around here have, but the little things along the edge that carry the water off.
Gutters, rain troughs. Troughs. Maybe I don't. I'm familiar with the term, just some kind of.
Okay. And that's all right. And like, you know, like some of these houses down here are like an L shape, you know, like that. And you know where the roof comes together, like some of the houses, instead of having a flat roof, they'll have, you know, angular roof like most normal houses.
All right.
All right, where the roof comes together like that, there's a little, like a V shape right there at the corner. Do you have a name for that? You ever heard any names for that?
No.
Okay. How about what might you call a little building out behind the house that you'd use to store tools or wood or something?
Shack, garage, storehouse.
Okay. Have you in the outside areas around town here? Did you ever notice? Do you ever notice if there was ever any outdoor toilets around? What might you know? What would be a name for one? Like if you ever have you ever seen those around in this area?
Latrines, I don't know.
Okay. How about
portable toilets?
All right. Have you ever seen any houses around here that were originally built with them outside?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Okay. If somebody set a firecracker off right next to you, you know, and you didn't see him do it, you'd say you
I heard it.
Okay. And If speaking in the present sense, you say I
hear it.
Okay, and you had
heard it.
Okay. If someone asks you if you knew somebody, you might say no, but I, and then fill in the blank of them.
Heard of them.
Okay. You ever hear anybody say heard tell them? You ever heard that expression? No, but I heard tell. Okay. Okay. I'm skipping over some of these because I've heard them, you know, in our conversations. If a man lets his yard get all run down, he doesn't seem to take care of it. You might say to someone who asks, "I really don't know, but he just blank to care." What would you put in that blank?
Doesn't seem.
Okay. Okay. See some of these things here. What kind of a? Do you know of any buildings? Can you name off any buildings that you might find on a farm?
Barn, silo. Let's see what else. Chicken coop. Does that count?
Mm-hmm.